former city of Petersburg received grants from the state to do some work on behalf of the museum. The museum, Clausen Memorials Museum, is ultimately planning an expansion sometime in the future as funding allows. And in order to accomplish that, they needed to harden up the yard a little bit. The idea with this project is to replace the failing retaining wall that surrounds the yard and also excavate all of the poor soils out of the yard and down to hardpan and backfill with shot rock so that in the event that the museum receives some money to expand in the future, they'll have a nice solid foundation and they'll be able to build right on top of the land that they have available.
Okay, so part of that was moving the sculpture and the anchor out of the yard the other day.
Yes. With the good weather that we've been having lately, the Borough Public Works Department is assisting the project in removing some items. We'll also be removing the failed retaining wall a little bit later in the spring in preparation for a contractor to come in and do the rebuild of the wall and the excavation of the yard. Public Works won't be doing that part. The grant money will pay for the contractor to come in and replace the wall and excavate and backfill the yard. And then the borough will bring the Fisk Fountain back to the site and replace it much in the same location that it is. It'll be a little farther into the yard than it has been, but it'll look much the same.
And those two things are living at the Public Works yard for the time being.
Yes, okay. They're in the back 40 at Public Works, and they'll be there until it's time to bring them back to the site.
You're not going to keep them for your office there?
No, we won't be hooking up the fountain in front of the Public Works Department, no. It'll look a little different when the project's done. We're looking at, instead of replacing the retaining wall with another concrete wall, we're looking at putting in a rock boulder wall, much like many folks in town have along the beachfront. The bulkhead wall is made of square shot rock, kind of indicative in the area, and so we decided to go with this kind of a design at the museum. We've got a few contractors in town that do an excellent job with that kind of work, and I'm sure that we'll land on one that will do a great job for us. And we're also bringing that wall into the property slightly to allow for a little more room for parking along the Fram Street side of the museum as well as the 2nd Street side. And we're doing a little bit of storm drainage along the front of the wall so that there won't be a ditch line on the Fram Street side. There'll be more room for parking there for sure. And it should be a lot more convenient to patrons of the museum. It'll be a little disruptive this spring, but we're hoping that if we get this project out to bid soon, if we get a contractor in there, it shouldn't take too long for them to knock this out. So best case scenario is to have it done before Mayfest. We'll see if that happens or not.
It's a busy construction year.
It is. It's very, very busy in Petersburg this year.
You know the street project is starting up Monday, right?
It is, yeah. Okay. The CECON will be mobilizing back to town on Monday and starting work digging into the storm drain system on Excel Street down by the Trident Van area. And so they'll be starting on some underground work. Their subcontractor that's going to do the concrete paving will actually not be doing any paving until April, waiting for spring to actually truly be here before we put any more concrete down on the road. But it's going to be full force, and by the time April rolls around, the project will be ongoing through the spring, summer, and hopefully everything will go smoothly, and I have a lot of confidence in the contractor to pull this off and keep things running smoothly downtown.